Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles. We win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Can we go again, Bruce?
Yeah.
Yep. 1, 2.
Green, and I'm sure many of you are fans of the Tragically Hip and can appreciate the context of this song. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you back at the 630 CHED studios today after watching at the DCA, the Downtown Community Arena, the Edmonton Oilers rookies have a skate. We'll get to a bunch of information on that front. We'll tell you you're listening to Oilers Now, and it is brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. We're getting going here, folks. Main camp starts next Wednesday. Rookies in action tomorrow night. Because 630 CHED will be carrying the Edmonton Elks football broadcast now without Trevor Harris against the reigning Grey Cup champions, albeit from a couple years ago, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Tomorrow night, we'll have a webcast-only broadcast of Jack Michaels and myself, the Oilers rookies and the Flames rookies, coming down the pipe at 5 o'clock. We'll talk with Calgary Flames assistant general manager Brad Pascal about some of the Flames prospects we're going to be taking a look at. I'll hit on some Oilers prospects here momentarily. It's a Friday, and that means two regular guests join us, courtesy of the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing industry in the province of Alberta. Mark Spector, presenting live Thoroughbred Racing on Fridays and Sunday nights at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. Full fan access, but reminder, you can always watch and wager online at hbibet.com as well. Post time is 6:15. Spec at 105 today and at 135, my play-by-play partner, one of my two that I have the privilege of working with. He's also going to be calling, I believe I saw today, if the release, at least 60 NHL Hockey on Rogers Sportsnet broadcasts. Jack Michaels will be joining us today at 135. Now, you can reach us at the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. We will tell you, because of the changing COVID protocols, that April Wine, which was scheduled for tomorrow night, has in fact been canceled. And that said, the River Cree Resort Casino is back up and at them. They have masks if you don't bring masks, but you got to have masks if you go into the casino. They've got multiple dining locations, including the likes of Italia, Fat Burger, Tap 25, all of that, much, much more. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, a bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. We're on Twitter, head to Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob underscore Stoffer. And a big part of the show is Brendan Escott, who pinch hits and will be pinch hitting, we think, coming up occasionally if there's some travel down the road. So we'll wait and see on that front. Brendan, how you doing?
Things are good today, Bob. It's a Friday. The Sherwood Park Crusaders kicking off their campaign. The AJHL starts up the regular season tonight, so it's all good on
all
this
right.
front.
So who's the power out of the North Division in the AJHL? Do we know yet among in terms of the consensus as who's to be the favorite this year?
You know, it looks as wide open as it has in a long time. Fort McMurray was dominant last year. They had some guys move on to the next level. Drayton Valley was excellent in the preseason under Eric Thurston once more. So I think it's going to be up for grabs, but the competition will be heavy.
All right. Well, it is a busy weekend, as we mentioned. Hockey's getting going. The Edmonton Oil Kings, by the way, got a pair of games in Saskatoon. They're taking a lot of affiliated prospects because they got eight or nine players currently out at NHL rookie camps and that sort of thing. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. Yes, indeed. All right, so Oiler rookies, and got to tell you, as we prep for tomorrow night's broadcast, Ilya Konovalov was back on the ice today, left the ice fairly early at practice. I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but Cam Moon mentioned that late. So both Olivier Rodrigue, as well as Ilya Konovalov were out there. The size of the Oilers defense: Broberg, 6'4", Samarukov, 6'3", he's got to be at least 215 to 220 pounds. Niemelainen, 6'5", around 200. Those are left-shot guys that are expected to play tomorrow night against Calgary. Berglund, Kemp, and Kesterling, 6'3", 6'3", 6'5", long-rangey bodies. This is the new type of defenseman. And obviously, the Oilers have got Darnell Nurse and Evan Bouchard who are going to play on the NHL team this year. We expect Broberg and Samarukov to play a bunch down for Jay Woodcroft in the minors. Those guys are going to be counted on in the future for Edmonton. And Edmonton needs to hit with one of the following three righties: Berglund, Kemp, or Kesselin. One of those guys, or even possibly Vincent Desharnais, who is in on an American Hockey League deal. One of those guys needs to, at some point, grab a third-pairing right-shot D opportunity. Of course, the Oilers have got Tyson Barrie signed for the next 3 years. Cody Ceci for four. Bouchard, a very promising right-shot prospect that we'll see accelerated minutes as the season goes on. Up front, the Oilers don't have the same depth of prospects. I think that's a given. They don't have Dylan Holloway. He's out for multiple months after getting surgery on a scaphoid on Tuesday. The one guy who is clearly noticeable out there right now is Raphael Lavoie. Big, 6'5", came in at 197 pounds, like Samarukov, kind of looks like a man and looks like the man amongst the forwards. Had 23 goals, 45 points last year, 50 games playing over in Sweden Division 2. Finished the year in Bakersfield, 5 goals, 10 points, 19 games, was a plus player. He was on a line with James Hamblin, who had a 92-point season with Medicine Hat a couple years ago. Was probably a bit of a surprise last year for how much time he spent in the American Hockey League. Got into 38 regular season games, and Xavier Bourgault was on the right side of that line. So that was sort of the Oilers' top line. But for me, Lavoie was the probably the guy up front that I noticed the most. Oilers got a bit of a and we'll have to get some more information here, and it might actually already be out because I think Jay Woodcroft's going to speak here within the next couple of minutes. But Jake Chiasson, who is out of the Brandon Wheat Kings, he was a fourth-round pick in this past year's draft. He left practice after a collision in the corner, so we'll maybe have a little bit of an update. He probably isn't going to be playing tomorrow. Again, Jack and myself will have the call on EdmontonOilers.com. So that's a bit of an update in terms of what was going on down at the downtown community arena for Oilers rookie camp. Again, our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Epstein's mother has just texted the show. What, Bob? We're 14 minutes into the show and you haven't said anything about the situation with COVID right now and how it could affect things? Well, again, the Oilers have a protocol that they put out about 3 weeks ago in terms of fans being required to provide either proof of vaccination or, conversely, within the previous 48 hours, a negative test. Just as an aside, very quickly. Take this information for what it's worth. I'm not going to sit there and you can read it any way you want. The province of Alberta has as good of a website in terms of detailed information to the point that early in the pandemic, there were a couple other provinces that weren't happy with the amount of information that was accessible there. People ask about vaccines. There's 2.7 million, almost 2.7 million Albertans are fully vaccinated, okay? And remember, 12 plus are the only ones that can get vaccinated. So let's say it's 2.7 out of a possible 3.7 million people because we're just over 70%. If you go to the Alberta Health website, under vaccine outcomes, it's table number 7 right on the AHS website. Over the last 120 days, 786 people have ended up in ICU. 40 have been vaccinated. So that's 5%. But here's a stat for all of you that are under the age of 40. Stoffer, quit talking about hockey in the 60s and 70s. Or for all of you that are under the age of 40, I'm going to read you a stat, and you can interpret this any way you want. 129 ICU cases, age groups 12 to 39. So these are individuals that can get vaccinated. 129 ICU cases over the last 120 days. Guess how many people out of those 129 ICU cases, ages 12 to 39, last 120 days, guess how many people are fully vaxxed? Zero. Draw that conclusion any way you want. It is 12:16 in Edmonton. We'll come back. We'll get into NHL today, have a conversation on some other sports. Brendan hit on the fact that, hey, we got the Sherwood Park Crusaders taking action this week. It's big football week coming.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Up as well, some killer games on the weekend that you might want to be checking out as well. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, I know a lot of people have been asking me questions and texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, what about when do all games go on sale? Well, the Oilers have just put out a release right now. The puck drops in just over 3 weeks for the start of the 2021-22 Oilers regular season, and your chance is coming to secure seats to the biggest games. All Oilers individual game tickets will go on sale Tuesday, September 21st at 10 a.m. Mountain Time through Ticketmaster.ca. So there's the question, because we probably were getting 4 to 5 texts per show on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. All Oilers individual game tickets will go on sale Tuesday, September 21st at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.ca. We will tell you that there's some real interesting matchups. Oilers home opener will take place on October 13th against the Vancouver Canucks. Two Saturday night Battle of Alberta games, October 16th and January 22nd. Why do I have a feeling that the fans will be juiced up for those events? The Seattle Kraken come to town November the 1st in the regular season. The defending Stanley Cup, back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champs, are in Edmonton, the Tampa Bay Lightning, on March the 12th. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Mark and St. Albert says, Bob, thank you for providing that very sobering stat about recent ICU admissions and vaccine status. Unbiased information is powerful, from Mark in St. Albert. Well, and again, I don't know about you, Brendan, but 12 to 39, and we're sitting there with a total in the last 120 days of 129 people aged 12 to 39, 129 ICU cases last 120 days. And there's a grand total of zero of those 129 individuals who are fully vaxxed. You can take that any way you want, I guess. You can text us at 780-496-0063. And we'll continue to discuss. I got to do this because we've got a guy, Phil, and he is a San Jose Sharks fan. Like, I get why Jason Greger is a San Jose Sharks fan. His nephew, Noah, or why he talks about Doug Wilson. Noah is with the Sharks organization. He's got a chance to be a decent NHL player. But in Phil's case, like, he loves Stanford, and he loves the Sharks. Like, he likes the Sharks more than Drew Remenda was accused of liking the Sharks. And Drew poured his heart and soul in that organization for 16 or 17 years. But he's trying to tell me that Stanford in Vanderbilt is the big ins, because we talked about the fact that there's some, obviously, the Edmonton Elks again, Saturday night. What time's the kickoff for that game, by the way, Brendan?
7:45.
All right, so Morley, Dave, Eddie Steele, Mike Dermott, Brendan, Escott, and the gang will have the call of that game coming up Saturday. Also on Saturday, huge NCAA football matchup. The Alabama Crimson Tide, who are the reigning national champions. You know what, Brendan? I'd like to know what people think about this. Alabama has won 6 of the last 12 NCAA national championships. They're a modern-day dynasty in that sport. Can anybody think, realistically, in North American sport, between basketball, football, hockey, and baseball, either pro or NCAA, has there been a more dominant program than what Alabama's done over the course of the last 12 years? 6 national championships in 12 years. I mean, right now they have 3 separate starting quarterbacks from the last 4 years of their program. Right? Jalen Hurts, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Tua, quarterback for the Dolphins. Mac Jones, now the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. Like, they are playing the Crimson Tide, number one ranked in the country. They play Florida. So if you actually have never been that interested in NCAA football, I'd strongly recommend CBS Saturday, 1:30. That's the kickoff time. If you've never watched a college football game, if you wanted to get a sense, it's in the swamp, so it's a Florida home game. Bama's a 14.5-point favorite. They're not going to cover. It's going to be a tough game. Florida can really run the football. So last year, Florida could throw the football. They had Kyle Pitts, who's now with the Atlanta Falcons, I think he went 4th or 5th overall in the draft as a tight end. He's one of those guys that could basically play wide receiver, playing a tight end spot. And if you've never watched it and you want to get a fundamental understanding of just the level of excitement and what it means to the Southeast, tomorrow's game might be the game. Florida, I think, goes in ranked 11th. Alabama's number one. We have the Elks game Saturday night, and then Sunday night, and I know we have lots of NFL fans, the Ravens and the Chiefs. Mahomes for the Chiefs against Jackson from the Ravens. Granted, the Chiefs have superior skill position players, right? Travis Kelce a little bit better than Andrews as a tight end. That number 10 for KC might not, has had some occasional challenges, but pretty exciting, electrifying player. No question about it. And Hollywood Brown, not necessarily quite on the same level for the Ravens, who got touched up in a highly entertaining Monday night game. So there's some great football action coming up this weekend as well. All right, without further ado, let's get to NHL today. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company branded apparel, products and awards all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan.
Montreal is hosting the 2022 NHL Entry Draft. It'll be the 27th time the Habs will host, the first since 2009. I don't remember whether we touched on this yesterday, but NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the league expects 98% of its players to be fully vaccinated against COVID by the start of the season. It's projected that just between 10 to 15 of around 700 total players will not be vaccinated by the time the season opens up on October 12th. New Jersey signed Frédéric Gauthier to a PTO this morning. The 26-year-old played 18 games in Tucson last year. Former Ottawa Senators forward Zach Smith has retired from the NHL at 33. Most recently he was with Chicago, but struggled to get on the ice as concussions sort of derailed the final couple years of his career. Oil Kings in Saskatoon tonight for the first of 2 exhibition games against the Blades. Wades, and the U of A Golden Bears will entertain the Mount Royal University Cougars in front of an empty Claire Drake Arena tonight. The rematch tomorrow in Calgary.
Into the Oilers Now Audio Vault, brought to you by Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings at Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. I mentioned Raphael Lavoie. For me, the forward I noticed the most today down at the downtown community arena. And here is Lavoie on what he learned from Jay Woodcroft in his 20 AHL games last season.
Play the game the right way. You know, you get drafted because, like, obviously you have skills and you're a good hockey player, but you need to play the game the right way if you want to get to the higher levels. And I think Jay has been working a lot with that on me. And that helped my game a lot. And I'll keep working on that. And hopefully that gets me to the Oilers.
All right. Blue Bullet Brad has tweeted at me. I put a tweet out on Lavoie and how he looked today. And he said, Bob, let's compare with a former Oilers forward who's also got some good size and a good shot. James Neal, September birth date in his draft year, put up 1.44 points per game in his final OHL season. Lavoie, a September birth date, like Neal, put up 1.49 points per game in his final Quebec Major junior year. And then in his first season in the AHL, James Neal had 0.6 points per game, and Lavoie had 0.53. It's an interesting comparable, because James Neal had 10 20-goal seasons in the NHL. I think Lavoie's got a chance to be a top-nine right shot, right wing. Like, I think, you know, I could see him being a middle six forward. He's got a chance to get there, just like Boris Tkachuk, Taylor Radish do for Tampa Bay. Those are sort of the next wave of guys that they're counting on. Now, Michael Kesserlin's a longer shot for me. He's a big, rangy, 6'5", 200-pound right shot D. And Dave Manson continues to work with him. And he had these comments, did Kesserlin yesterday after the Oilers rookies skated, on what Dave Manson wants out of him.
He emphasized with me when I first got there, mostly on corner battles, being strong, and then skating. And I think when I was in Baco, just being in the practices, they're faster paced in college. The games are obviously a lot quicker. So I think I just learned my pivoting got a lot better. Going back for pucks, I got a lot better. And that was kind of my focus this summer, was to keep improving on those that skill set.
And Jay Woodcroft's overall assessment on the opening day on ice yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was a real good day for these young players to come in and show what they have to not only the coaches on the ice, but the coaching staff for our parent club and obviously our managers that were watching from up top. I thought we tried to keep things simple today. We wanted them to go fast. Our theme was to go north and work towards the opponent's net. And I thought there was a lot accomplished, and very impressed with the try and effort of the young men that were out there today.
All right, we asked for that's our Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. We asked for some dominating programs, Alabama winning 6 in the last 12 years. And I was referring to the last decade plus, because obviously it's tougher in this time frame, especially with salary caps in sports and luxury taxes in other sports, to have a real dynasty. And somebody said, Bob, Tom Brady's won 7 Super Bowls. He's a one-man. Valid point. He's had an incredible amount of success. Didn't they used to call it the Patriot way? Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, Calgary Flames assistant general manager Brad Pascal.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.